What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to another Smark Out Moment Smack Talk podcast. I am your host, as always, Tony Mango. And today, or I should say tonight, NXT just ended. It's, you know, technically still Tuesday night. I'm going to be breaking down what I think should happen in the 2024 WWE draft. That is coming up this Friday and then finishing this Monday. And, you know, I mean, we know that we are going to get the rosters shaken up in some fashion. We know that some people from NXT are going to be moving up to the main roster. Now, of course, we know who the new NXT champion is. Trick Williams just defeated Ilya Dragunov. And, you know, the whole landscape of WWE can change. But how should it change? So we're going to do something a little bit different than what we've done in the past. Normally, when we've had this type of discussion, it's been Rob and Callum and I, and we've kind of debated about moves that should go back and forth and kind of treated it as like a general what-if type of thing. Well, this time around, I am going to basically book the draft myself. I am going to take everybody that is on the current roster and sort out where I think that they should go, and we're going to do it as like sort of a on-the-spot thing. I didn't really plan anything out ahead of time. I have just pretty much the sheet worth of people and stuff, but I don't have any real ideas. I, of course, have a couple ideas in my head of certain things that I think we're going to have to address, but I am going to see how long it'll take me to get to a spot that I feel like, just on my own, what WWE should do. Because keep in mind, this is obviously not how WWE is going to do it. They will be having multiple different people that are factoring in a couple different elements. I'm sure that USA and Fox and, for that matter, Netflix and the CW and, you know, the future homes of these TV shows, I'm sure that those executives have some kind of say in, you know, make sure that you give us all the big stars and everything. When you've got Triple H, you've got The Rock, you've got Bruce Pritchard, you've got the writers and the producers, and the talent themselves, of course, are going to be able to dictate certain things. So they're not going to do it as a one-person thing like I'm doing, but I would hope that they would do something similar to this, where they would have a spreadsheet, they would start going, not one by one necessarily, but in blocks, and kind of determining who they want to go in certain places. And now another element of this that is going to be, you know, kind of an unknown and something that we should preface is that I don't know who else they have up their sleeves. We can assume that Jacob Fatu is going to be on here. I am not going to draft Jacob Fatu because I just don't, you know, I mean, right now he's not on the roster. So unless they were to introduce him on Friday night before doing a draft pick and saying, and we also drafted this new person, I don't think it's necessarily somebody that you can really kind of draft. You know what I mean? So I don't know if they have other people in the pipeline. I don't know if they have plans for certain people to team up, if they plan on taking people and switching up their characters and repackaging them. We're just going to assume that we can make some judgment calls like that, and then in other ways, we're just not going to know. So this isn't as much of a prediction as much as it is what I would do if they just called me up today and they said, hey, you are in control of the draft. What would you do? So this is a little bit of fantasy booking. It's a little bit of the creative license type of thing. It's a little bit of a going over and a kind of roster assessment tier list in some ways. I'm not going to actually do a tier list, but you know what I mean. So that is what we're going to be taking care of here. And I think the best way to get the ball rolling is to just kind of take a look at the lineup here. So, of course, if you are on the YouTube side of things, you can see this on your screen right now. If you are on the audio only platforms, then you can't see anything on your screen. Actually, by the way, before we get started, I want to just remind everybody, drop your comments below. Tell me what you think should be happening in the draft. Check out the Discord server. I'll put that up on the screen right now. I'll be back to the spreadsheet in a minute. You know, check out, of course, everything else that's happening the way that you normally would on YouTube. Hit the like button. Double check that you are subscribed. Ring that notification bell for those email alerts, for the live post shows and stuff. Click on the join button if you want the Patreon stuff over there on the YouTube channel membership. You know, the Darkcast, Pick Poison, so on and so forth. Redbubble and TeePublic for the merchandise stuff. And the little thanks button is also another great way to help us keep the lights on here. Now, I always keep saying, you know, keep the lights on, but that's, you know, it's true. Money's tight. So if you do have the spare change, consider helping us out. All right, so back to here. I'm already noticing two things that I need to switch from. I've been updating this over the course of the past, you know, few weeks or so. I started out, you know, about 2 weeks ago or so, and I had to keep changing things. Ridge Holland is considered an NXT star again. That's been one of those things that has been a little bit different. They were treating him like he was still a SmackDown star for the longest time. So, yeah, I'll just do it this way. Ridge Holland. It's going to bother me if I don't have the right color code. And Cameron Grimes, unfortunately, also released. I had mostly gotten rid of all those other people like Von Wagner and them. I think that I got all of them now at this point. Maybe I'm missing somebody or like, I got rid of gender and so on. All right. So this is the untouched draft sheet. Now I'm going to keep this exactly the way that this is. So that way, when we get to draft night and, you know, Friday and Monday and everything, that I can kind of consult this list and bounce around back and forth and all. But this is going to be the working sheet, and I probably should have just copy and paste the same thing again. There we go. Now we're all caught up to speed. This is the draft sheet that I'm going to be working with. So you can see here that actually, did I erase my notes? I think I did. Yeah, okay. So I need to address, I'll go back to the other thing in a minute, that Netflix is going to have Raw, so that might be a little bit of a change up for some of these things. That you know, certain people are going to have to be split up. Certain people are going to definitely stick together, like spouses and such, and tag teams. Champions are something that I'm going to try to address at the very start of this, and also Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas is, you know, doing something, it seems, right now with this whole, you know, Bray Wyatt, Uncle Howdy kind of spawned off gimmick. I don't know exactly what's happening there too. So I'm going to not draft Bo because I think that that's, I'd have to jump to too many conclusions. So without knowing if he's going to be Uncle Howdy, if he's going to have any other teammates alongside of him, if he's going to be presented as a babyface or a heel, at what level is he going to be on there? Because it kind of seems strange if they would just go straight to like, he's an immediate main eventer or something. Then, you know, it is what it is like that. So, and I see that I already screwed up another thing on this. So I'm going to, again, go through here and I'm going to make my champions in bold. So on SmackDown, we've got those. We've got Logan Paul over on the free agent side. He's more of a SmackDown guy, but I'm pretty sure that he is constituted a free agent still. Actually, maybe I should double check that just to be sure. Logan Paul, WWE. So he is listed as a free agent. Yes. Okay. All right. So that covers those. And then we've got Awesome Truth. Our champions over on Raw. Becky Lynch, of course, champion. Just won that women's title on Raw. Damian Priest. And then where is Sami Zayn? Okay, so the champions on that front. The NXT ones, I don't think I need to bother with the champions because the champions are going to stay in NXT. It's going to be a thing. Actually, for the most part, I'm going to just, you know, kind of bury one of the main topics here. I don't think that we are going to see almost anybody moving from NXT. I think there are a few names, but I think that for the most part, everybody that was going to move up has pretty much moved up already, like Tiffany Stratton, Bron Breakker, Creed Brothers. So I guess what I should do maybe to make this a little bit easier for myself is just pinpoint a few of those that I think are actually going to change before I get even into the champions. So I think Carmelo Hayes is guarantee. I'm just going to put him off to the side here. I think that Ilya Dragunov is a guarantee. Put him off to the side too. I'll go so far as to say that I think that Lyra Valkyria should also move over. So I am going to just adjust them like that. And I don't think necessarily anybody else is. It sounds like that might be a little bit of a risk to say that no other people are going to end up doing that. Maybe Baron Corbin. You know, he's somebody that I would keep an eye on. But he said on the episode of NXT Tonight, I don't know why you're hearing that I'm going to be leaving. And it seems like he's in a feud right now with Alexis King. So either they had their one-off match and that's the end of it, or Corbin is going to bounce around and be on part of like two different rosters or something. Because keep in mind, people with NXT, if you're on the main roster and you show up in NXT, they don't treat that necessarily as a turn, a trade. So, you know, we've seen Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Well, those two are more than likely not going to just be classified NXT stars. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Natalya, same deal. So I'll address where I think these three could go a little bit later, because the most important thing isn't where those three go. It's balancing out the rosters and then settling on where could they and other people actually thrive the most. The way that I would approach the draft is to do this. Now, this seems kind of crazy, but hear me out. We're going to take all of the women from SmackDown, all the women from Raw, we're going to put them off to the side, and we're going to act as if none of them have any kind of semblance of a brand right now. Now we have to address, where do we start? Well, Becky Lynch is the Raw Women's Champion right now, the Women's World Champion. That doesn't have to be on Monday Night Raw the way that it was when it was the Raw Women's Champion. Bayley is the WWE Women's Champion. That doesn't have to be on SmackDown. But the World Tag Team titles have red in them. So R-Truth and The Miz have the red-branded belts, you know. And I think that WWE, going with this whole one of the sides is World and one of the sides is WWE, I think they want to keep that going. So I'm going to go so far as to say Becky Lynch stays on Raw and Bayley stays on SmackDown. Now, to do that move means I got to already move the men over, and I have to do something similar with the men, because there are consequences to many different moves. Some people, it doesn't matter if they move, and they can move freely between one roster and another, and it's not going to change anybody else. But with significant others on the roster, you want to keep them together. So Becky Lynch being on Monday Night Raw means that Seth Rollins stays on Monday Night Raw. It's Monday Night Rollins. They are not going to split those two up. They are too high profile. They want to keep them happy, and there's not necessarily a reason to move them around. Of course, sometimes people could be like, oh man, you know, Rollins has been on Raw for a while. I'd love to see him on SmackDown. Well, would you rather see him on SmackDown with trading all the other people from Raw and have the same exact feuds going forward? Or would you rather half the people from SmackDown go over to Raw, half the people from Raw go over? It's something that a lot of people don't take into consideration. I always see people in the draft, like prediction stuff, just being like, all right, like, you know, Cody should move over to SmackDown, and Seth should move over to SmackDown, and the Judgment Day should move over to SmackDown, whatever. If you move everybody over to the different brand, you're just then, that's swapping the color. It's the same brand. You have to do almost a 50-50 split. With a 50-50 split, though, that means you've got Seth Rollins over here, Becky Lynch. I don't know if you can constitute somebody as big as Seth Rollins being in the mix for top babyface over there and not think of where do you put Cody Rhodes. Now, he is the WWE champion, so if they want to stick with the WWE one, he goes over with the same side as Bayley. That means that Damian Priest sticks over with the Women's World Championship. The world titles stick around here. Damian Priest and Becky Lynch are over there. And that separates the two champions with that. It also means to keep R-Truth and The Miz with the world titles there. And it also means to take Austin Theory and Grayson Waller and keep them over on SmackDown. Now, the Intercontinental Championship and the United States Championship do not have to stick to the same situations with the WWE Championships and the World championships. We'll see where they end up playing out. I don't think that you have to commit to them right now, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. So here's how I would then make the next big move. I would look at the bloodline and I would say, the bloodline is going to stick together. How you progress the bloodline story is such an unknown that I can only judge based off of what I think WWE is going to do and what I would probably do. What would I do? Well, I would be building up Roman Reigns as a babyface to fight The Rock next year at WrestleMania. I don't think The Rock and Cody Rhodes should just wait until WrestleMania and just do that. I think you should do that at SummerSlam, or you should do that at Survivor Series, or, you know, maybe Crown Jewel, something along those lines. That's where I think you should take care of that. I'll go so far as to say I don't think that Cody should necessarily lose that title there. My ideal scenario, The Rock fights Cody Rhodes at SummerSlam. Gunther is winning the King of the Ring, and he ends up beating Cody at Bash in Berlin, or, you know, whatever. And we get Roman versus The Rock at WrestleMania, no title on the line, and all that other kind of jazz. So in order to do that, though, you need, at least in my perspective, to keep the bloodline together, and you need to keep them in the same brand as Cody. So I would go, all right, that means Roman stays on SmackDown. Solo Sikoa stays on SmackDown. Actually, probably should have moved Sheamus because he seems like he's on Monday Night Raw now. I guess we'll just, here, we'll do this. Sheamus, there you go. Now it's all sorted out. Tama Tonga has to then be on SmackDown, and Jimmy Uso, I assume, is over there still. I don't know how they're going to do that whole story. But I would then go, okay, well, Jay, if he is going to fight Damian Priest at this next pay-per-view Backlash, and that is post-draft, I don't think many people are going to really put a lot of stock in Jay Uso winning that belt. Do we want to move him over to be with the bloodline and continue that? Or do we want to keep him away from the bloodline? He is a real question mark. So for now, I'm going to keep him on the Monday Night Raw brand, but I'm going to put him in italics because I think that that is something that you might have to revisit that in a little future. Where do we go after that? Now, Roman Reigns and the bloodline stuff. Yeah, maybe we have like a Jacob Fatu in here too. I don't know. If we are going to keep Damian Priest over here on Monday Night Raw, I think that at very least Finn Balor needs to stay on there, and those two need to feud at some point. You know, some kind of split is going to happen with that whole Judgment Day falling apart situation. That means also, though, Rhea Ripley should stay over with the Women's World Championship. I'll tentatively say that Liv Morgan most likely is going to stay in that same range, probably feud with Becky and Rhea going forward. So as you can see, like, we're starting to make some moves. This isn't how you would do the draft as far as, like, you say the first pick is so-and-so and whatever, but I think that this is how you kind of, you have to approach things. We're at a lock enough, though, that this is where I start going, who else is dependent upon other people? Now, JD McDonagh is part of the Judgment Day. He doesn't have to stay in there, but I think it's a little weird if he just gets drafted away and that doesn't play out like that. I think Dom, for the most part, sticks over on Monday Night Raw as well. And then, since I mentioned before that I think that we're in a spot where Gunther most likely can feud with Cody Rhodes going forward, I think Gunther and Giovanni Vinci and Ludwig Kaiser all move over to SmackDown. Now, they might not have Giovanni Vinci on the roster or anything. They've been cutting people, and the way that he has been booked lately, it's not giving me a whole lot of positive vibes for him to stick around. But, you know, I'm obviously not hoping that that ends up happening. I'm hoping that he sticks around and he ends up doing some good stuff, but he might not be a part of the Imperium story. Maybe they move him down to NXT, or they end up releasing him for all we know, or he just stays on the Monday Night Raw roster and they go to SmackDown, or vice versa. But for now, I'm going to group them together because there should be some follow-up for that. Personally, Odyssey Jones, I'm going to just move him over to NXT right now. I don't know what they're planning on doing with him. I don't even know if he's still a part of the roster. He just disappeared, and it's weird that they had fired Von Wagner and Zion Quinn, but then you've like got people like Odyssey Jones and Boa and Guru Raj, and you know, I mean, they haven't made any appearances either, so I don't know what's happening with him. So I'm just going to put him in NXT because I think either they didn't have anything for him on the main roster and they just tentatively brought him up there for no reason. Maybe they can do something with him at NXT again, or maybe he's not even necessarily employed anymore. So I'm just going to put him in that kind of doldrums spot. Sounds kind of mean, but you know, I'm not going to build the SmackDown men's division around. So next up, though, I think you need to start going with like feuds of how you want to book some different title reigns going forward. Now, AJ Styles is currently feuding with Cody Rhodes. I think it's smart to keep them on the same roster, so put him on SmackDown. And for the sake of it, I'll put Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows on SmackDown too, even though they don't necessarily have to be on the same roster because they kind of seem like they're doing their own thing separately. I don't know about that. Again, we're working with some unknowns. But I'm going to say Randy Orton stays on the same brand as Cody Rhodes. That's a feud that has to happen this year. I am going to be shocked if they don't do that. And whether that happens at SummerSlam, whether that's WrestleMania, whatever it might be, I think you need to have the two of them be like some kind of, you know, synergy together. We haven't talked as much about the women's division. So we have Becky, we have Rhea, we have Liv Morgan. Okay, that's on Monday Night Raw. What about Bayley? Bayley is not somebody that I think that WWE is going to book a lot around. It sounds kind of mean, but I don't think she's going to be some champion that they spend the whole year focusing on who she could feud with. I do think that one of the people that really stands out that she will feud with is Tiffany Stratton. So Stratton goes over there, or I guess stays over on SmackDown. And I would want to kind of move Bayley away from Damage Control, to be perfectly honest. So I'm going to do something that maybe is like the big move in the women's division. I'm going to move Asuka. I'm going to move Dakota Kai, who they seem to just keep as like the mouthpiece of the group. I'm going to move Io Sky. And I'm going to move Kairi Sane all over to Monday Night Raw. How do you balance that out then? Because you desperately need to balance that out. Well, there's not a lot of people to kind of keep in the mix as like top people in the women's division that are left. But we do still have Bianca Belair. Now, I'm going to put her off to the side right now instead of necessarily elsewhere. We do still have Charlotte Flair. And I'm looking at Jade Cargill. I'm looking at Naomi. I'm looking at Zelina Vega tentatively, but I'm going to put a pin in where she's going to be going. I'm looking at Nia Jax as another big player. I'm looking at the possibility of maybe giving a little bit of a boost to somebody like a Shayna or a Raquel Rodriguez. Maybe Sonya Deville goes somewhere there. Maybe Zoe Stark does get a little bit of a push. So I'm kind of working with this crew. Most of the other ones, I don't know. I will say Ivy Nile is somebody that I know where I want her to go. So I'm going to put her over on the Monday Night Raw roster. Why? Because I think that that whole situation with Chad Gable and Akira Tozawa and Maxine Dupree and Otis is going to end up with Chad Gable and the Creed brothers. So Julius Creed over here, Brutus Creed over here. I think that that crew, Ivy Nile is going to replace Maxine. The Creed brothers are going to replace Otis and Akira. Tozawa, and then Chad Gable's going to have his crew. So we're already stacking up the women's division on Raw. Raw should have more people. Overall, just, you know, it's got an extra hour, so it needs more people. So it might seem like it's kind of disproportionate right now, but it's all going to balance out. Now, the women that should be going over on SmackDown, who do you want to feud with Bayley? Who do you want to feud with Tiffany Stratton? More importantly, who do you not necessarily want to feud with Becky, Rhea, Liv, etc.? Nia's already done everything like that, so I'm going to move Nia over. I think that she could tie into the Bloodline if you want to do something like that, which that means if Tamina is even on the roster anymore, I'm going to move Tamina over there too. But she has not appeared for so long that I don't even think that that really counts as a pick. So, you know, that's not going to be the most important one. I think that it's a little bit too much to have Jade Cargill, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan on the same roster. So I'm going to keep Jade over on SmackDown. I think she is somebody that they are looking to possibly win the WWE Women's Championship at some point in the next year or so. And maybe, you know, maybe she's the one that beats Bayley for it. Maybe she's the one who beats the person who beats Bayley for it. Bianca Belair is somebody that I think one of the big money matches. There's really only two matches that I can see Bianca having at WrestleMania next. I'll say three. There's three matches that I could see Bianca having at WrestleMania next year that are worthwhile. One is against Rhea Ripley. One is against Tiffany Stratton. And the other one is against Jade Cargill. Right now, she is currently teaming with Jade Cargill. So let's just do that. Jade is over on SmackDown. Bianca stays on SmackDown. If you want to have the third option, where it's not the two that are on SmackDown right now, then she can win the Royal Rumble, and she can challenge Rhea Ripley. It's not hard to go between the different rosters there. We're going to keep Naomi over on here as well. And look at that. She lines up perfectly with Jimmy Uso. That's her husband. You got to keep the spouses together. So that makes perfect sense. Now, Charlotte, it's very interesting. Charlotte, we don't know when she's going to be back. But why would you put her on the same brand as Rhea, who she's already feuded enough with, Becky, who they have their issues. They don't necessarily get along 100% of the time. Seems like they're in a better space now, but, you know, they seem to like to split them up. So I'm going to keep her over on SmackDown too. Now, Charlotte has a built-in thing that she could do with Jade Cargill. Charlotte can feud with Tiffany Stratton. I think that that kind of speaks to a lot of how you can plan that stuff out going forward. And already we're at like an almost even scale for the women's division. So these other women that are in the mix, most of them are just going to kind of move around wherever we need them to go. So I'm going to move B-Fab over in the same pile as Zelina Vega. And I'm going to put Electra Lopez in there too, and Scarlett also in there. These four women are only going to go where they're going to go because of the Pride, the Final Testament, the Legado del Fantasma, and the Latino World Order factions. It's not like anybody's going to be like, oh, well, you know, make sure that we put a whole special thing for B-Fab. No. You know, for all we know, she might not even be a part of the Pride going forward. They really don't like calling them the Pride, by the way, do they? So those are all dependent on where I put Bobby Lashley, where I put Karrion Kross, etc. I'm not thinking about them right now, though. Instead, I'm thinking the Street Profits got to go where Bianca is because Montez Ford. So I'm going to just go Angelo Dawkins and Bobby Lashley, keep him in there, and Montez Ford staying on SmackDown, which means B-Fab goes over there as well. You have to make some moves over and over, dependent upon that stuff. I think that at that point, you're starting to look at who do you want to be feuding with Damian Priest? Who do you want to be feuding with Cody Rhodes? We have a couple things in mind with like the Finn Balor and Damian Priest story. Seth Rollins can fight Damian Priest in the future and all. What do we do with Drew McIntyre? Is Drew McIntyre going to be still on the roster? We don't know. But if we assume that he's going to still be on the main roster, and not on the main roster, he's not going to go to NXT. If we assume that he's still going to be on the WWE roster, he is most likely going to be feuding, I think, more so with Seth Rollins and all them. I don't think he's necessarily going to have a feud with Seth Rollins, but to make him go over to SmackDown and feud with Cody, it's not the craziest idea in the world, but here's where the other issue comes in for me. Drew McIntyre's got a feud with CM Punk. So these two are tied together as where one goes, the other one should go. And I think that CM Punk has to feud with Seth Rollins. So with the Damian Priest thing and Rollins and Punk and McIntyre all separate away from Cody, I think that makes a lot of sense. You got a lot of big names that you don't want to be overtaken by the Bloodline and Cody. So they're going to be on Monday Night Raw. That's Punk and Drew McIntyre. Now we start looking into, well, crap. Then we're overloading Monday Night Raw when it comes to singles division top talent with like Rollins and Priest and all that, especially because the Bloodline isn't necessarily going to be doing the craziest amount of a workload. So who do you want in that like upper mid card range to balance out some of the stuff for Cody and all? I think Logan Paul is going to stay somewhat of a free agent, but I'll put him over there on SmackDown for now, in the sense that for now he is the United States champion. And I do think that there is a good chance that he feuds with Cody at some point this year after losing the United States title. He can feud with him and still just be a part of a free agent setup. He doesn't have to necessarily not ever go over to Monday Night Raw. But do I want to see him against anybody that I currently have on Monday Night Raw? Not right now. You know, CM Punk maybe in the future. So I'm going to put Logan Paul in a somewhat SmackDown roster side of things. And that means I'm also going to keep Sami Zayn over there on Monday Night Raw. He can feud with Chad Gable. He can drop that Intercontinental Championship to, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, right now, nobody necessarily sticks out as somebody who that should be. But hey, you know, I mean, we're gonna work on that. Maybe we should actually work on that right now, even, because we have somebody like Sheamus who seems to be kind of feuding with Drew McIntyre a little bit right now, and he wants to go for that Intercontinental Championship. So let's move Sheamus over to the Monday Night Raw roster. Sheamus and Damian Priest could have a little bit of a program down the line too. I don't think that that's necessarily a bad idea. And I think that that's a good idea to keep him away from Gunther too. You know, we've seen enough of that feud. So I already moved Gunther over to SmackDown, and I think that that's, you know, an overall better fit. But I also need some more baby faces for Damian Priest. I think a perfect baby face to move over to the Monday Night Raw roster right now is LA Knight. So I'm going to switch him over, but I feel like I need to balance him out because now there's not a whole lot of other baby faces that are on SmackDown. I have Cody. He's of course going to be the main baby face. Jimmy could turn at some point. Maybe, I don't know. Randy Orton's a babyface for right now, but I think that I would book him as a heel later on in the future. Bobby Lashley, of course, big top babyface. But I still want at least a few more babyfaces that I can do something with. So I'm going to go Bron Breakker stays on SmackDown. And by doing that, I am also going to move Carmelo Hayes over to Monday Night Raw. I think Carmelo is somebody who could work on either roster perfectly fine. And they've been, you know, having him on SmackDown more so than anything else. But he is somebody that I think if you have him on the same brand as Bron Breakker, you can only really push one of them without the other one stepping on the other one's toes. That's also another heel that can feud with Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship, can feud with Sheamus, can feud with LA Knight. That's a group that I'm really interested in. Seth Rollins in the future. You mean to tell me Seth Rollins versus Carmelo Hayes match wouldn't be good? Yeah, I'm sold on that one. But if you got Bron Breakker and you got Carmelo Hayes, what do you do with Ilya Dragunov? Well, you know how much that I think that Dragunov has a lot of positives to him. And I think that he is somebody who you can play around with on both rosters as well, but he would maybe fit better on SmackDown. I want to see a feud between him and Gunther again. I think that they work extremely well together. I think that that could be one of those like post King of the Ring type feuds, maybe even, or, you know, something that can play into, hey, maybe he's the guy who beats Logan Paul for the United States Championship. I think Bron Breakker maybe could be a good option for that too. That's one of the reasons why I have Bron Breakker over on that side of it. So Dragunov for right now, I'm going to put him on SmackDown. However, I will say that Dragunov having a feud with Sheamus, having a feud with Drew McIntyre, having a feud with Damian Priest, for that matter, there are definitely a lot of options that you could do on SmackDown and Raw at the same time. Okay, so we're getting into a time where now a lot of people, it almost doesn't really matter where they go. And there's one person that's, I think, a big omission from the move the spouses around thing, which is Andrade. Andrade is with Charlotte Flair, so I'm going to move him over to SmackDown. That gives me another top babyface that could potentially turn heel in the future. Andrade could be paired off with AJ Styles. He could be paired off with Cody Rhodes, Gunther, whoever it might be. So I'm feeling confident about that move. Where does that put the LWO and Legado del Fantasma? Dominic's been working with them quite a bit. Damian Priest doesn't seem to be super keen on them, but at the same time, he's, you know, kind of better off with them than he is with JD McDonagh. Water break. So, who dictates where they go? And then, of course, that factors in Electra Lopez, that factors in Zelina Vega. I don't know when Malakai Black could potentially go back to WWE if he wants to. We don't even know if that's the case, but I'm not going to factor him in when it comes to Zelina. I think that that's, you know, that's asking for too much to jump ahead for. I'll say this too. This is another random ass thing. I'm going to take Wolfgang. I'm going to take Joe Coffey and Mark Coffey. Now I just messed it up. I got Joe Gacy, and I'm going to move them over to Monday Night Raw. I don't know if WWE is going to do this, but I think that this is such an obvious thing that they should be paired off with Drew McIntyre and do something. So that's the tag team that could be feuding for the tag titles. Joe Coffey is somebody that could be in the mid-card mix. I'm not the hugest fan of Gallus, but I do think that they've got something to offer with that. So I'm going to move them over, fill up that space a little bit for Monday Night Raw. I think I'm going to balance that out a little bit too by at least tentatively moving Eric and Ivar over to NXT, in the sense that Ivar seems to be doing some stuff with that a little bit going forward. Eric's out of action for however long. In the meantime, Ivar could just be on either of these rosters. I don't think that him being on either brand is really going to make that much of a difference. Akira Tozawa and Otis are currently in a story with Chad Gable. I don't know if they're going to stay there. So they are a team that I could see actually going down to NXT as well. But for now, I'm going to put them over on the Raw roster. I'm also going to put Maxine still over on the Raw roster. Seems like that works. It's not, you know, the craziest thing or whatever. Who else do we have that would need to be paired together? So that's interesting. I think Alba Fire and Isla Dawn should stick together. I think that we've got a few, like Candice and Indy should stick together. I don't know about Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. I'd be okay with breaking them up. And then Nikki Cross doesn't necessarily need to stick with anybody. Katana Chance and Kitten Carter, I think that they should stick together. So let's keep them bunched up and we'll move them in blocks of two. And then everybody else is kind of just, you know, together. I don't understand the point of Meechan being in this OC thing. She's never really been that much of a factor, so I don't need to move her over with the rest of them. I don't think anybody's going to really care. That's not to say that Meechan is somebody that nobody cares about. It's to say that her participation in the OC thing, it's kind of negligible. But I do think that Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Candice, and Indy all need to stick together. You know, it's kind of, why would I split up Gargano and Ciampa? Why would I split up Gargano and Candice? And then why would I split up Candice and Indy? So where do these four go? Well, I think that they are perennial tag team champion options and mid-card champion options. I don't want to have them feud with the same people all over again, but I also don't want to stick them in a brand that isn't going to have anything to do with them. So I'm a little bit in the camp that maybe they just stick on Monday Night Raw. But then I don't know. That's a tough one. I think for now, I'm going to keep them just off on the side. Samantha Irvin is on Monday Night Raw, and maybe that's enough that they would want to keep her there, and you know, by proxy, Ricochet stays there. Ricochet could go over to SmackDown. Really doesn't matter. I think for right now, I'm just going to move Ricochet over to Monday Night Raw. You know, Ricochet versus Carmelo Hayes. Awesome. Ricochet needs some more people to work with, and right now, a good portion of that roster is the same, so I want to kind of add some new people into the mix there, too. So that's not just necessarily for Ricochet, but, you know, for plenty of other people. So who from the SmackDown side can I move over to Raw to spice things up a little bit? I think Legado del Fantasma moving over there separates them from the LWO. We got that feud over with. They could do something with Dom. That's probably where I'm thinking. So let's get Santos, Umberto, and Angel Garza. And then for that matter, that means Rey Mysterio goes back over to SmackDown, Dragon Lee, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, Carlito, they are all on SmackDown. SmackDown's looking kind of overloaded right now. I'm going to move some of these people around too, just to give myself some room. And then we've got Kofi and Xavier Woods. They got a big group together. We got Akam, Rezar, and Karrion Kross, and all of them. Scarlett, of course, will be going with them. I don't know if I need to keep the Ashanti and Cedric team together, but I know I need to keep Pretty Deadly together. I know I need to keep Tyler Bate with Pete Dunne. And then that's kind of all the people that I need to work with. Omos being a free agent is an interesting thing. Now, Big E, I am assuming, is not going to wrestle anymore, unfortunately. So his participation in this doesn't really necessarily influence anything. Brock is a perennial free agent, not going to bother with him. Alexa Bliss and Carmella are still in the, you know, the pregnancy time off, but Corey is over on SmackDown now, so I'm going to say that if and when Carmella returns, that she's going to go over to SmackDown. So let's move her over there. Bliss, you know, she can go either way. Bo, if he's involved with Bliss, you know, maybe he gets into the mix with some of these teams. I don't know. Karrion Kross and all, the Final Testament is currently actually more part of NXT than they are of the main roster. Who else could I move from the NXT roster up? Well, right now, I'm looking at this list, I'm not seeing almost anybody. They could take a couple people from the women's division and just kind of jump them up already. Like, to be perfectly honest, a lot of them I don't think would, you know, sink or swim. I think that a lot of them would sink. But Lyra Valkyria, I mentioned before, she is somebody that I do think needs to move up. And out of this crew, do I want her feuding with Tiffany Stratton? Not necessarily. Do I want her feuding with Nia Jax? No. The baby faces that are on here, this is very babyface heavy for having a babyface champion. So unless Lyra turns heel, I don't think she's the right person for that. So I'm going to move her over to the Raw Women's Division as well. And she's got her connection with Becky Lynch there, so maybe that helps. Maybe they team up. Maybe she's kind of like her protege there. But I need another heel on the SmackDown Women's side. At least probably a few more heels. I did move Santos, Umberto, and Angel over to Raw. So that means that Elektra needs to go over to the Raw side, and Zelina needs to go over to the women's side of SmackDown. So again, I'm very babyface heavy on this. Charlotte can turn, of course. Jade can turn. You know, Tiffany, of course, is going to be one of the top heels, but I need another, at least one more true definitive heel on the SmackDown women's side. The only thing I can think of, and this is not an option that I'm super duper fond of, is to move over Chelsea Green and Piper Niven and to just be like, all right, we need some more women there. That's what we're working with. Maybe Alba Fire and Isla Dawn stick over there too. And then maybe we keep Katana and Kayden over on the women's division on Raw. At this point, it's kind of, you're just sort of tossing names around. Actually, we do have Candice and Indy. Are they worth moving over to SmackDown? This might sound mean, but I don't think that that matters as much as what we do with Gargano and Ciampa. Now, Gargano and Ciampa, they could do a lot with Carmelo Hayes. They could do a lot with Santos, Sami Zayn. They don't have as much to work with on SmackDown, but on SmackDown, they have some good options too. They do have Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, Cody Rhodes. They're not going to feud with the Bloodline. We know that. So they can skip out of that. They've already feuded with Gunther. AJ Styles is, you know, totally want to see AJ Styles versus Johnny Gargano and such. Randy Orton, I always thought he could have a really good feud with somebody like Tommaso Ciampa. They could do the Logan Paul stuff, Braun Breaker, Dragunov, Andrade. There's a lot for them to work on both rosters. Man, that's tough. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I missed out on some of these other women here. So I'm going to undo my Katana and Kayden and Alba, Chelsea, Piper, Isla Dawn thing. And I'm going to say we need more heels on the SmackDown women's side, right? Well, let's go Shayna and Zoe. They are currently more babyface, but I think that they can switch over to heel. I'm also going to put Sonya there. I don't know necessarily why, but she's over there. I'll put Raquel back over on Monday Night Raw, balance that out a little bit. She's a babyface, but maybe she turns. I don't know. Depends on when she can return and, you know, kind of get back into the swing of things. But she could feud with Liv Morgan. She could feud with Rhea Ripley a little bit more. I don't think that that's the right course of action because they already did feud. But, you know, maybe Raquel turns heel and she feuds with Becky. And, you know, it's a different thing. So I think that Raquel being over there is a good idea. And then, you know, Scarlett's kind of a non-factor. Natty, Tegan, Meechan, all them. Take a pick in a lot of ways. But we need more women on Raw, so I'm going to go back again to adding, I guess, some of the same people here. But now we're at a point, now that I added these three with the idea, Shayna, Zoe, and Sonya, that they could all be heels that feud with Bayley and such. Now I'm kind of, I'm almost a little heel heavy there. Raw needs more women. So for now, let's just say Nikki Cross stays over there. Let's go Shotzi. It's really like, it's take your pick between a lot of these. Katana and Kayden. Yeah, let's put them on Raw. Let's put, let's keep Alba and Isla on SmackDown. I guess let's move Natty to Should we go to her in NXT? Something I would think about. I would consider moving her to NXT and then moving somebody else up just to freshen things up a little bit. Maybe moving up like Gigi Dolan. Maybe Fallon Henley. But I guess for now, I'm going to... If I'm looking at the current Raw and SmackDown women's divisions that I've got, I'm going to move Natty over to SmackDown. And then I'm going to load up a little bit on Raw again. I'm going to put Meech in there. I'm going to put Tegan with Natty, because it really doesn't matter on that much. Valhalla, I'll just put in NXT with the Ivar thing. You know, Eric and Ivar. Chelsea and Piper. Now I'm at a spot, actually, where I think if Tiffany's on SmackDown, and we already have quite a bit of people on SmackDown, there's not much room for the women's division on SmackDown. So I'm going to keep Chelsea and Piper over on Raw. Chelsea works really well with Adam Pearce, too. That's another thing. So this is one of the parts of it that I'm not as big of a fan of. It almost kind of seems like, well, Monday Night Raw stays exactly the same, but we just get Lyra and the Kabuki Warrior, like Damage Control and stuff. Kind of seems like SmackDown just gets a few more people and stuff, too. So, not the biggest fan of that. Candice and Indy, the Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa element. Man, that's tough. That's throwing me for a loop for almost anything more. So here's what I would do too. Braun Strowman right now is injured. I'm going to put him in the free agent side. I think anybody who's injured, Dexter Lumis enough, he's not injured, but he's just sort of, why, like, where is he? You put them in the free agent side, you settle on where they go later. I think that that's actually a good decision when WWE does that. We do have a couple different people here that would make more sense. I think Elton Prince and Kit Wilson should go over to Monday Night Raw. They have more time over there that they can do, like, skits and everything. That's kind of where their strength is. Karrion Kross, Akam, Rezar, they're in NXT right now, but I'm going to move them to SmackDown. Even though they have already feuded with the Pride, maybe I'm just being a little bit weird here, but I think that there's a chance that they could, like, maybe Karrion Kross can have, like, a short feud with Cody. Or do I want to keep them over on NXT, or do I want... That's kind of tough. So this is where it would be useful to have the other writers in the room, where they would be like, well, I've got a pitch for this, and I've got a pitch for that, and all. I could very well see them fitting better on the Raw side of it. I could also see them making a lot more sense to be on SmackDown. I think for now, I'll keep them on SmackDown, with the idea that they're probably just going to be in NXT for a little bit. And then if I want to move them over to Monday Night Raw, then I don't think anybody's really going to make that much of a fuss. Kofi, Woods, Bronson Reed, Apollo Crews, Ashanti the Adonis, Cedric Alexander, Kevin Owens, the biggest name that's left on the board, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Shinsuke Nakamura, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Candice, Indy, Scarlett. Scarlett, of course, has to move over with them, so I'll just move them over there. And everybody else, I think, is accounted for. So what do I do with Kevin Owens? He is the biggest name on the board. Owens has already feuded with Logan Paul. He's already had a story with Randy Orton. He's feuded enough times with AJ Styles. He isn't somebody that I would jump to continue a feud with the Bloodline. He's already feuded with Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. So do I want Owens versus Gunther? Do I want Owens versus Cody? There's Bron Breakker, there's Ilya Dragunov, there's Andrade. That's what I'm working with on SmackDown. On Raw, I've got Rollins. He's already feuded with him. Damian Priest, which maybe that could work, but then I'm putting him on the same brand as Sami Zayn again. There's the Drew McIntyre thing. There's LA Knight, Sheamus, Ricochet, Santos Escobar, Dominic, Finn Balor, Jey Uso. Owens is not in a great spot right now. So I guess I'm going to put him on SmackDown. And then I think Gargano and Ciampa, I'm going to keep on Raw. And I think that means Candice and Indy stay on Raw too. So then now we're starting to look at Raw starting to become the bigger brand again, because it should have more people on there. So I'm going to keep Bronson Reed over there on Monday Night Raw too. Even though there's a big part of me that says that he should switch things up a little bit and maybe feud with like a Braun Breaker and all. But I don't want to have him on the same brand as Gunther, because I think that they're not that they like are too similar, but I think when Gunther is there, Bronson Reed can't be one of those mid-card guys. And, you know, Bronson Reed is different from Carmelo Hayes, and he's different from Sami Zayn and Sheamus and all. He's currently feuding a little bit with Sami Zayn, too, so maybe they'll keep that going. Nakamura, though, let's move him over to SmackDown. And then let's move, I guess, Dunn and Bate stay on SmackDown. Let's move Ashanti and Cedric over to Raw. They can work main event as well. Let's move Apollo over to SmackDown. Let's keep Kofi and Woods over there on Raw. And I think that that might be the draft for me right now. A couple people could move around, you know, throughout the year. Maybe we take like a Baron Corbin and put him up to in there. Omos is somebody that, you know, if you want to commit to him being on the Raw or SmackDown roster, you could do that, but he kind of works better as a free agent in my mind. To be perfectly honest, it's a little bit not as balanced as I was hoping that it would be, because there's only two more women that are on Raw compared to one SmackDown, and there's only one more man that's on, actually two if you count Logan Paul not necessarily being a part of it, on Raw. But then if you also count, well, Roman's not around and Jimmy might not be around for a little while, then, you know, it kind of separates it too. Oh, and also Akam, Rezar, and Karrion Kross. So those three, Joaquin Wilde is currently injured. Logan Paul's a free agent guy. And then, you know, Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Actually, yeah, so it's quite a bit. We might not see Giovanni Vinci. And then let's throw Jimmy Uso and Roman out there. If we were to delete those, we're at 24 for the men on SmackDown and 35 for the men on Raw. Yeah, okay, so this balances out actually quite a bit better. So this is how I would have the draft set up. And then if we would lock in, you know, if everybody's like, okay, cool, that's what we're doing going forward, then, and I'm not going to bother to do it for you guys because this would be like the most boring thing, then I would go through and I would go, all right, how do we announce the draft picks? We got to have Cody as one of the top names. If he's not the first one, then that's kind of crazy. The only reason why he shouldn't be the first one would then be that it needs to be, you know, some kind of draft pool thing. But I'm thinking Friday Night SmackDown selects Cody Rhodes. Okay, well, Monday Night Raw selects Damian Priest. Unless Damian Priest is part of, you know, draft pool night two or something. And then, so I guess actually, no, it'd probably be, actually, this is what I would do. I'll go ahead and I'll book this for you. Monday Night Raw follows the Cody Rhodes SmackDown pick with Becky Lynch. That way you have a man and a woman in the first round. People don't necessarily have to complain. Second night ends up being Monday Night Raw selects Damian Priest. Friday Night SmackDown selects Bayley. You just balance it out like that. And then you can go through with all the other people. I don't know if they're going to draft Logan Paul. I don't know if they're going to draft anybody like just totally at random where it'll be like Eddie Thorpe for some reason is over on one of those brands, or Dijak comes back, or Joe Gacy moves up or something. We're not going to know until we know. But this is how I would balance that out. And then I would just go through and I would be like, all right, I rank out of these people over on the SmackDown side, you got to have Roman as one of the first picks. You got to have somebody like Randy Orton as one of the first picks. You got to have Gunther as one of the first picks. So I don't know which ones I would necessarily go with, but I would kind of balance it out like that going forward. And then we would get to like certain champions and all. Maybe I might, you know, AJ Styles would be up there. Maybe I might just kind of continue on with this and just show it as part of like the hot tags or something. I don't know about like draft order. I don't think anybody necessarily cares what I would do for the draft order, to be perfectly honest, but you guys have a sense of what it is, you know, Cody and Becky and Roman and Seth and Damian and Bailey and Rhea, you know, it's not like they're going to go, all right, the second round draft pick, or the second pick for Friday Night SmackDown is Cruz del Toro. Like, they're not going to pick that like that. You know, they would end up going the LWO, and it's everybody in one big shot and stuff. So I think that that is kind of how my brain is right now. And I don't know if anything's going to change before Friday Night SmackDown, but at least when it comes to the hot tags, if my perception of this changes, I'll let you guys know, and we'll address that, you know, of course, later on. But Friday night, the draft begins. I will have coverage on SmartCount Moment. I will have coverage on e-wrestling news. I will take into consideration any of the setup of what they've been doing and try to wrap that into another article in the future of, okay, now that the first set of picks is done, who must be drafted over, and I'll kind of look at this board and adjust things accordingly like that. So drop your thoughts in the comments below. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think about my ideas? How would you do the draft? Maybe play around with that on the Discord. That'd be an interesting way of doing that. Maybe leave your own comments below with your like full, you know, this is my Raw roster, my women's roster, my men's roster, whatever it might be. And then, you know, kind of see what happens next. But if you stay tuned to everything that we've been talking about, you know, we're going to have another episode coming up tomorrow. Actually, I don't know. I might post it the next day. I might post it on Thursday. We might record it. We're going to record it on Wednesday. I might post it up on Thursday. But we're going to be drafting our fantasy league teams. So I am going to be trying to pick the best team. I won this last one. Hopefully I'll win again. And we'll have that kind of information out there in the future too. So stay tuned to smartcountmoment.com. Stay tuned to the Facebook, the Twitter, everything at Smartcount Moment. Go to the amangotree.com link tree list. You can see the list of all the different accounts that are up on there. Follow on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Letterboxd, whatever it might be for all those different accounts. Follow me at Tony Mango. And check out fanboysanonymous.com for everything that's happening over there. Again, it's not much that happens over there because I only do that when I have the free time. And, you know, it's not something that let's put it this way. I have a lot more ideas for fanboys that I never get a chance to do. And that annoys the shit out of me because I really, really wish that I could do more with fanboys. But I can't prioritize that. I gotta pay some bills. So if you want me to do more fanboys content, make sure that you check out the Patreon, patreon.com/fanboysanonymous. Movie reviews and, you know, the Blueprint Project stuff that's over there. Of course, if you don't know what the Blueprint Project is, that's a whole can of worms. But check out the Absolute Power Rangers stuff. Check out the Batman A Nighttime Story content, too. Maybe we'll get some opinions about AEW Dynasty. Get Robin Callum to talk about that a little bit on the hot tags or something. I don't know, but stay tuned to more draft talk and everything else like that with the Fantasy League and whatnot. I'll see you when I see you next, everybody. Hopefully at the next thing with the Fantasy League. Thank you for listening. Adios. This has been another SmartCount Moment, and I'm being counted out.